If we were to take a poll here and I asked you, what does it mean to be a Christian? We would get a whole variety of different answers. We might get as many different answers as there are people here. One person might say it means coming to church every week and gathering as a community to worship. Another might say it's studying scripture and believing in the Bible. Another might say it's praying every day or relying on God for all of our strength and our peace and comfort. Or that it means accepting God's forgiveness so that we'll be with him in heaven. Or it might just be being a nice person, having the virtues, being humble and honest and just. There's an old legend about six blind men who were led to an elephant so that they could examine it. The first man came up and touched the side of the elephant and said, "The elephant's very much like a wall." The second man touched the elephant's tusk and said, "You know, it looks like a spear, feels like a spear." The third man touched the elephant's squirming trunk and said, "It feels like a snake." The fourth man, embracing one of the legs, said, "It's very much like a tree." The fifth man touched the elephant's ear and said, "Every blind man can tell that this animal is like a fan." And the sixth man grabbed a hold of its tail and said, "The elephant feels like a rope." And they all went home thinking that they knew what an elephant was. So without a doubt, all of those things that I named in the beginning, they're part of the Christian faith. But it's so much more. So much more. What is the essence of the Christian life? It's getting to know Jesus, seeing the face of Jesus. And when we look at the face of Jesus, it's dynamic and it's relational. And that means it's open to all kinds of things. It's not just this or that. But I think sometimes we get into a mode of thinking this is more what the church is. And we kind of take our stance and we defend our corner maybe. The Greeks, they approached Philip and one of the other apostles and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." They want to see our Lord. And if you actually look at that Greek word that they used, it means to learn more about something. We want to learn more about. We want to experience Jesus. They had come with a great desire to know more. And this is the lifelong goal of us as Christians, that we would see Jesus. We see him when we worship. We see him when we serve. We see him when we do all kinds of things in our community. We want to experience him in our midst. We want to know more about him and believe in him. And apparently, seeing and knowing and experiencing is more than just looking. It's more dynamic than that. As I said, it involves a relationship. It involves kind of a coming and going. I think of the church as like a lung. We come here on Sunday and we gather as community to worship our Lord at this altar and offer our prayers and our needs and receive, and we fill our lungs with air. And then we go out into the world and we go out back to our daily jobs or wherever we're going, and we breathe that back out into the world, what we've received, that good news that we've received. The apostles did this when they were writing the scriptures. You know, you think about Matthew, Mark, Luke. They didn't just immediately write down what Jesus said. Even after he died, they didn't go back and say, "Okay, well, we got to get all this down so we don't forget it." The first thing they did in the Acts of the Apostles, they went out. They went out into the world to do what Jesus commanded and commissioned them to do. And so they actually experienced Jesus in a new way, in a more full way, as they were living out this life externally. And then they came back, usually in their elder age, and said, "Well, we better write this down now because we're starting to lose it." But they experienced Jesus more. I'm really proud of the way that so many people here at OLG respond to this. They respond to this call to come, worship as community, be filled with the Lord, and then go out into the world and spread that goodness. And I see it When I walk down the halls of our school, I sense God's presence there. I sense and I hear and see in the teachers that they bring Jesus into the classroom. They bring Christ into the classroom, the one that they've worshiped on Sunday. They come back on Monday and they bring that into the room. And then they get to know Jesus even better through their experience of sharing that and working with the children. When I go to Africa and look at those kids' face, or I go to see the kids at St. John Paul II Prep School in Northeast Minneapolis, I see how Our Lady of Grace is externalizing what we profess and what we believe and what we receive. And I'm proud, you know, Friday, we served 2,200 people at the fish fry. That's almost 500 more than last year. It was really, we're busting at the seams. It was unbelievable. I think we've hit about as many as we can do. But that doesn't surprise me anymore. I actually have now come to expect amazing things out of Our Lady of Grace. It's almost like we just live up to that expectation. This weekend, we're celebrating our sister schools. And we got a special bulletin that everybody can grab on the way out. We've got some things out there as well, some tables and booths to stop by and talk about Our Lady of Grace Senior High School in Ghana and St. John Paul II Prep School in Northeast Minneapolis. These are two ways in which we breathe out into the world. And we experience more fully what it is to be a Christian. If you think you have the Christian faith figured out, you haven't even started yet. Because it's so much more dynamic. It's just like saying, I figured out who Jesus is. You have no idea. You've got a part. We all have a part. But there's so much more to it. It's a lifelong discovery. And so what is it to be a Christian? It's to see Jesus for who he really is and to love and serve him.